Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. Maybe I won't be making any friends by bringing up the topic of mosquitoes and other insects in the middle of winter, but with such a short summer season in which they can be active, it's pretty incredible that we have cold-blooded organisms here at all. Similar to many other organisms, there's actually a couple of ways that insects brave the cold to emerge after the snow melts and the sun returns. The two main ways that insects make it through Alaskan winters are by freeze avoidance, meaning that they are capable of drastically lowering the temperature at which the liquid in their body would freeze, or freeze tolerance, meaning that they can survive ice formation in their bodies. Insects also overwinter in various life stages, even within the same species. For many species, it is most advantageous to overwinter as an egg or a larva, but there are also many that can overwinter as adults. Mosquitoes actually give some good examples of the different survival tactics that can be employed. If you're around Homer in the springtime, you might be familiar with those big bumbling mosquitoes that show up almost as soon as the snow melts. Known as snow mosquitoes, these early emergers actually overwinter as an adult, burrowing down into the leaf litter underneath the snow for insulation. They, and many other insects, use a process called supercooling, which is a way to avoid freezing by lowering the point at which the water in their cells freeze. This is achieved through a complex chemical process that involves the removal of gut bacteria, food and dust particles, or anything else that can act as a nucleus for an ice crystal to begin forming. In preparation for winter, insects that utilize supercooling will stop eating sometime in the fall to fully clear their gut in preparation for the winter. Different insects have different supercooling points depending on the type of environment they live in and where they hibernate. The spruce bark beetle actually has different supercooling points depending on its life stage. Both larvae and adult beetles overwinter in the bark of the spruce tree, but typically adult beetles are down below the snow line, meaning that they have some insulation. Their supercooling point has been measured down to negative 13 degrees Fahrenheit, meaning that their bodies will not freeze until they reach that temperature. But their larvae stay further up the tree, above the snow line, where they are subjected to lower temperatures. Because of this, they can survive even lower temps below freezing, all the way down to negative 24 degrees. Other insects, especially those in aquatic environments, are more likely to tolerate freezing, since they overwinter in places where trying to avoid freezing would be pretty tricky. Mosquitoes are only one type of insect that begins life in the water. Many of these larvae are capable of freezing during the winter and then thawing out with the water the following spring. This is usually achieved with the production of glycerol, which acts as an antifreeze to keep cells from bursting. It's similar to the process that wood frogs undergo each winter. It's also worth mentioning that there are a few insect species that stay somewhat active during the winter and may occasionally be seen moving around on top of the snow. So don't be surprised if you're out for a hike one day and see someone out and about. It's just one more fascinating way that some creatures have adapted in order to survive the long winter season. This is Shannon Moore, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 35 years.